In Baghdad today, Iraqi officials say two cruise missiles struck a residential and shopping area, killing at least 14 people. It's the worst single reported instance of civilian deaths since the U.S. bombing campaign began a week ago. U.S. military officials say they are investigating the incident. Alex Chadwick spoke with NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.
Annie, tell me what you've seen.
It's a civilian neighborhood in northeastern Baghdad, basically working class. There were missiles or bombs hit on both sides of a large boulevard, hitting small mechanic shops, car repair shops, and sort of little stalls. They were all burned out. They were dousing the fires when I got there. Initially, they said 14 were killed and maybe 30 wounded, but the numbers were going up all the time. There was blood on the pavement. The crowds brought out a severed hand and were shaking it, not in hostility at us, Western reporters, but certainly in hostility towards the Bush administration, you know, basically saying, this is your liberation. Later on, another group walked around with a can with human brains in it, similarly saying, this is what you call democracy. People were, you know, extremely upset. They insisted it was only a civilian neighborhood. And indeed, as far as I could tell, although you couldn't see in the distance, it really was just a bunch of workmen shops.
Is it clear to you, Annie, looking around, that this was damage from missiles or bombs and not from anti-aircraft fire falling back on Baghdad?
It does not appear to be anti-aircraft fire. The damage was just too extensive. I've seen a lot of people injured by anti-aircraft fire since I got here and instances of damage caused by it, but nothing like this. We're talking about, you know, two blocks, one on each side of the boulevard. The residents said they heard planes overhead. They had heard bombs in the distance, but didn't really pay attention because, in fact, the targeting so far has been so precise. Residents have stopped running away from the bombs because they've almost grown overconfident that the bombs are going to hit military or security or intelligence targets.
What kind of facilities are there to care for people there? As you go around the city, can the Iraqis handle this kind of thing?
Well, there were ambulances there, and their hospitals are all working. In fact, many of the hospitals I've been to say they've essentially turfed out their usual patients or anybody who wasn't an extremist in order to care for potential casualties. They seem to be okay. There's kind of a mixed picture, though. On the one hand, Iraqi officials have blasted Kofi Annan for pulling out not just the weapons inspectors but humanitarian organizations. On the other hand, then they say we don't need the help of humanitarian organizations. And at the hospitals I've been to, I know that Doctors Without Borders have had trouble getting access. They're here. They want to help. But the hospitals have not let them in.
On another question, Annie, we have reports that elements of Republican Guard units are moving south from the Baghdad area, that there's a 1,000-vehicle convoy heading south. Have you heard any reports about that? Can you confirm that?
No. Unfortunately, we're very much isolated. We're stuck in the city. We have not been allowed to go to the outskirts of Baghdad, where we understand there have been Republican Guard units. We've heard a lot of sort of thudding, bombing on the outskirts in the last couple of days, presumably targeting those units. But I can't personally confirm that. The targeting has generally moved from the center of the city to the outskirts.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad speaking to NPR's Alex Chadwick.